Hey everyone, welcome back to Beyond the Label. I'm Ruby, and as always, I'm joined by Eric. Today, we're diving into something that honestly, I think gets talked about a lot, but not always done well, building truly inclusive communities. Eric, you ready to get stuck in?
Absolutely, Ruby. And I think you're spot on. There's a lot of talk about inclusion, but embedding it into the DNA of an organization, that's a whole different kettle of fish. It really starts with core values, doesn't it?
Yeah, and not just slapping inclusion on a poster in the break room, right? It's about making sure equity and inclusion are actually in the mission statement. And then, this is the tricky bit, communicating those values at every level. Like, if the folks at the top don't walk the walk, no one else will.
Exactly. I was reading about the Royal National Institute of Blind People, the RNIB in the UK. They've really reshaped their mission to put inclusivity front and centre. It's not just about providing services. It's about making sure their entire organisation reflects those values, from leadership to volunteers.
That's such a good example. And okay, I've got a story. My first job in media, the company had these vague values like innovation and teamwork, but nothing about inclusion. And it showed. People were confused about what was actually important. And honestly, we missed so many chances to make things more accessible. I remember pitching a project about disability representation and just getting blank stares. If the values aren't clear, it's like, what are we even aiming for?
Yeah, and when you don't have that clarity, it's easy for things to fall through the cracks. I think organisations that really spell out their commitment to equity and keep repeating it, not just once at induction, see much better results. It's about making sure everyone, from the CEO to the intern, knows what the mission actually means in practice.
Totally. And it's not just about saying the right things, it's about making sure people feel empowered to act on those values. Otherwise, it's just, you know, corporate wallpaper.
So once you've got those values sorted, the next step is education and training. And I know some people groan when they hear unconscious bias training, but honestly, it's so important. You can't fix what you don't see, right?
Yeah, and it's not just about ticking a box. The best organizations I've seen do regular workshops. Stuff like cultural competency, allyship, and actually bringing in experts, not just reading off a PowerPoint. It's about making learning ongoing, not a one-off thing.
And then there's employee resource groups, ERGs. I set one up at a previous job, actually. It started as a small group for disabled staff, but it ended up having this massive impact on team morale. People who'd never spoken up before suddenly had a platform. I didn't expect it to change the whole vibe of the office, but it really did.
That's brilliant. I love that. And mentorship programs too. They're underrated, I reckon. When you pair someone from an underrepresented group with a mentor who gets it, it's like suddenly there's a path forward. I've seen UK charities do this really well, especially for young people with disabilities. It's not just about support, it's about opening doors.
Yeah, and it's not just for the people in the group either. The whole organisation benefits. You get more perspectives, more ideas, and honestly, people just feel safer to be themselves. That's when you get real innovation.
And like, if you don't have those spaces, people just keep their heads down. You miss out on so much. I think sometimes leaders worry about dividing people with resource groups, but it's actually the opposite. It brings people together, gives them a voice.
Absolutely. And the more you invest in education and empowerment, the more you see people stepping up as allies. Not just for show, but because they actually understand what's at stake.
All right, so let's talk about fair practices. This is where things get real, because you can have all the values and training in the world, but if your hiring and promotions aren't fair, it's just lip service. What have you seen work, Eric?
Well, diverse hiring panels are a big one. If everyone on the panel looks the same, you're going to get the same results. And standardized interviews, so you're not just hiring someone because they remind you of yourself. I've seen organisations in London do this really well, especially in tech. They also make sure performance reviews are equitable, so everyone's judged by the same standards.
Yeah, and I think targeting different candidate pools is key. Like, don't just post jobs in the same old places. Go to disability networks, community groups, all that. And then, once people are in, make sure there's a clear path for advancement. Otherwise, you just end up with a revolving door.
And you need safe ways for people to speak up if something's not right. Anonymous reporting channels are huge. There's this London tech company, I won't name names, but they completely changed their culture after bringing in anonymous reporting and regular policy reviews. Suddenly people felt safe to call out discrimination, and leadership actually listened. It wasn't perfect overnight, but it was a massive step forward.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's not about getting it right straight away. It's about showing you're willing to listen and improve. Continuous feedback loops, like actually asking people what's working and what's not, and then doing something about it. That's how you build trust.
Yeah, and it's ongoing. You can't just set a policy and forget about it. The best organizations keep reviewing, keep updating, and keep asking for input. That's how you make sure you're not just keeping up, but actually leading the way.
All right, I reckon that's a good place to wrap up for today. Building inclusive communities isn't a one-and-done thing. It's about values, education, fair practices, and always being willing to learn. Eric, thanks for the chat, as always.
Thank you, Ruby. And thanks to everyone listening. We'll be back soon with more ways to go beyond the label. Take care, everyone.
See you next time.